Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. So, gifts. Everyone do nice with gifts?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Awesome.
We had a budget.
Yeah. Well, it's a smart way to do it.
Did I say the call letters? Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. I think I did.
I think you did.
It's January 2nd, you know.
Right. Got to ease back into it.
That's right.
Yep.
So we had a $100 limit. I went over.
By a lot?
By a lot.
How much over?
Well, no. You know what happened in June? I figured out what I was going to get Jennifer for Christmas. And then she lays out this thing in December because she just got a new car. She's like, I want to put a limit.
The hell?
You're not reading on my parade.
Yeah, really.
Well, you have a limit. I don't need to have a limit.
Right.
I got her a camera.
Nice.
She loves taking pictures. So I got her a camera.
Smooth.
Nice.
Great gift.
She got me a blanket. You know how we were talking about those blankets that are for like couch when you're sitting on a couch and they're always like the size of a postage stamp?
Yeah.
She got me a nice big one.
See?
Like, this is the best.
This way you're covered from head to toe.
She likes the house to be like an icebox.
Right.
Where you could hang meat. It's like, oh, there's a steak, and then there's me watching TV.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that salami curing over there? Yes,
yeah.
It is.
So I'm like, oh, good. I got a blanket.
Nice.
And a beer holster.
A beer holster. With like you put around like your waist?
Yeah. You put it
like a gun holster for beer?
That's right.
That's smooth. Perfect for you.
Like I love
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Look at you.
In the summer, when you're on the grill, you don't even have to look for somewhere to put it.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Poof, right in there.
Perfect. That's it.
Instead of a six pack, you have a six shooter.
Yeah. Mm. And a pair of gloves that don't fit me.
Oh, OJ?
You'll grow into them.
They look like OJ gloves.
Right.
And they look like they were meant for OJ. Like the fingers are like a little bit longer, but I figure I could just hide stuff in there.
There you go. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like mini hot dogs or something.
Yeah.
Or mini beers.
Little snack.
Little nip bottles.
I like how it didn't take Pam a second to think of, yeah, you put little mini hot dogs in there.
Yeah, shove meat in
they
your
look
gloves.
Like fingers.
Fingers.
And you could eat them.
No one will ever know.
Well, some folks have sausage fingers, so it's natural progression.
Can't beat that.
No.
And then Young Chaz got me, he always gives the gift of himself, like of time. So he'll give you, you know, a little written thing saying this, you know, this is good for... You know,
like vouchers.
Coupon, yeah.
It's like a coupon.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I got a, he will plan a party for me.
Plan a party?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And what he does is he does like a deck of cards. So he puts the cards out and you pick one. So I could have picked anyone.
That's
I
exciting.
That one.
That's cool.
I said, oh, well, we got a wedding coming up, so good luck.
Oh. And that's the last
Please
time he sees
let him plan
last
it.
Time he sees those cards ever again.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yay.
Instead of a band, they have skateboarders doing tricks. That's interesting.
Exactly. And some kid with a kazoo.
What's this salad? Just don't smoke it.
Right. I keep getting hungrier when I eat it, though. Yeah. What's up with that?
Exactly.
It's delicious. Right.
How about you, AJ?
We didn't do gifts this year, again, because, you know, my dad was still not really into it at the moment.
Yeah.
I did get my Whitman sampler that my dad used to get every year, so I took the tradition over. So I got a Whitman sampler box.
Oh,
which
really?
I ate half of them already.
Oh, you're the man of the family now. You
exactly.
The Whitman sampler.
Right. So
you're
he used to
Whitman.
Get one every year, so now I get one every year. I'm taking the tradition over. But the one gift that absolutely floored me, my sister went to her house for Christmas, and we weren't supposed to do any gifts. All of a sudden, my sister shows up, and she has this, you know, shopping bag. And there's something in the shopping bag, and she hands it over to me, and she goes, you're probably going to cry. And I open it up, and my dad had the shirt my dad wore in that picture that Fred Garrity gave me, the wood-burning thing. My dad had this checkered shirt that had a zipper that was his favorite shirt, wore it a lot. My sister took that shirt and turned it into a pillow.
Jeez.
And it still smells like him.
What an awesome, awesome
and,
gift.
Great idea.
And, awesome gift.
And I obviously lost it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking about it. It's now on my bed. You know, and, you know, the odd thing was is that for some reason his shirt actually matches, you know, my bed covers and everything.
It's
almost like it's meant to be and everything.
It's meant
so,
to happen.
You know, and she did. So, like, get the zipper and the pocket. My dad kept everything. My dad used to keep his pens. He used to keep my dad with, like, kind of like a nerd pocket going on.
So you
on.
Have a pillow with pens on it?
With a pocket on it, yeah.
Oh.
With a pocket.
I thought the pens were still in there.
Yeah, no. Pens are
gone. That might be weird. You wake up with a pen stuck in your head.
And his glasses are gone, too. Well, I'm not sleeping on it. I just use it for decorative. And then I, you know, when I go take a nap, you know, when I go to bed, I take it off the bed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that floored me.
That's pretty amazing.
Absolutely floored me.
Best, a really beautiful gift.
Best gift ever.
You'll have that forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I'm going to make sure I don't wash it because I always want it to smell like him.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm just talking about it. I'm like getting all, you know, lumped up over here.
We should have went to you last because there's, you know. I hate to come after you.
How do you follow that?
Yeah, what the hell?
Pam, what did you get or give?
So I got money.
I got money.
I was reading something that started with an M, and it's Montgomery. That's not what I got. I got money.
You got money.
Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I want.
That's all you want?
I love
that's
it.
All you need?
I need it. I love it. For my sister, I got her. It was her and her husband's first Christmas together.
Husbands?
Yeah, her and her husband.
They're Mormon.
Her and her husband's first Christmas together. Yeah, like that.
You. Oh, plural.
And so I got them like a Christmas ornament, and I sent it to them like, oh, our first Christmas together, 2018. And then
did
I
you write
got
like
them.
That? Ooh.
Okay, our first lovey-dovey ornament.
Dog poop. Ooh.
But they didn't really spend Christmas together, so I think my gift was kind of stupid because so he actually before they got married he lives in Connecticut, his family lives in Connecticut, so he came to Connecticut, but she couldn't get time off of work, so she had to stay home in Texas.
Oh,
so I felt kind of bad because she gets this ornament that says happy first Christmas together and they weren't together,
so now she hates you forever.
I think she was sad. And then I got my mom some space stuff, and then I got my dad a robe.
Wait, you got your mom what?
Some like face cream.
Face stuff. I'm like, is she going somewhere?
Right.
Yeah, it's like this brand called Origins, which she likes. So I got that. We're very boring.
It sounds
you
like.
You make me go after the pillow. Like the best gift ever. Trying to make mine sound cool, but it's not.
I think it's less awkward when I ask you when's the last time you had sex.
That's a very awkward answer.
Phil?
I got a very nice washer-dryer set for my parents.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yes.
That's big time.
That's a hint.
Yeah. Wash your clothes, kid.
Thank you. Yeah, so during the year, Amanda's parents did a lot to move us into this new house. My dad was like, we really want to be a part of this process. So when we knew that we needed a new set, I was like, I know who to call. So right. I called Johnny A. I was like, we need it. We need a washer-dryer set. I was like, don't get us anything else for Christmas, which they did anyway because they're the worst, but... we got a beautiful washer dryer set, which we already have used many, many times, and we love it.
You need an appliance? Nice. Come see Johnny A. The A stands for appliance.
A plus.
How you doing? I'm Johnny A. Got the appliances over here.
That's awesome.
That's
cat,
very cool.
Cat doesn't like it yet, though. So all the cat stuff was in the laundry room in the old place, and he's not used to the new sounds, and boxes just in general sort of like make him anxious. So like if we're, you know, going on a trip for an overnight into Massachusetts or something, as soon as the bags come out, he starts acting weird.
Oh. Mm.
So he moved into the house like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago, and it took 3 days for him to even use the litter box.
Oh.
It was like,
oh my God.
He just didn't know what was going on. Yeah, he was super stressed out.
And he really had to go when he finally
did. Hold it in the whole time?
Yeah.
Or maybe there's a shoe somewhere that you don't know about.
The solids were held in, not the liquids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And there was at least a couple hairballs, which is very,
and
then
you got a washing machine to clean the clothes on.
Exactly. Yeah. He's trying to help you out.
You're all set up.
Nice.
Yeah. It's good that way.
Oh, what a nice gift to wash.
Very, very nice gift.
Yeah. Man, we're getting old, right?
Yeah.
Washer, dryer. I got a blanket. I got a beer holster.
Right.
I don't know. Do I lose my beer?
Right.
Here,
you can't remember where you put it.
Yeah. Where did I put my beer?
Put a chip on it.
It's on your belt.